This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yinfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka hamidun mujibun sami'u dua. SubhanAllah, may Allah make me better, what everyone is think of me or what she said of me. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive what you don't know about me. It's always lovely to be in Michigan, although I try always to avoid being in Michigan 6 months of the year, and you know which months they are. So alhamdulillah, this is beautiful, the weather is amazing. What I wanted actually, before I start talking about the taqwa, is the verses that was recited. And as most of you probably have heard from me or from all your teachers, that everything Allah sent to us without planning is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you really have to learn this. Everything. Like you're sitting here, you're not sitting here. There is a reason. But we don't. We're too busy. We take everything casual. Oh, it just happened, by the way. But the more you focus on this and you spend some time thinking, speak less, and less distraction, you're gonna see what Allah is sending you. And for example, before I talk about the verses that was read, on Saturday morning we were in New York City. So may Allah reward the hosts. Where do you want to go? I said, take me to a green place. I love greenery. I love the creation of Allah. So of course, if you're in New York City, you're gonna go to Central Park. Long story short, so we went, they said, you're going to love this. We went there, and there was a beautiful fountain. Okay, everybody will say, so whatever, it's a fountain. Okay, beautiful, whatever, whatever. But there was one thing caught my eyes, and I don't know how many of the people with me caught their eyes. There was a lot of people, because it was a beautiful day in New York, and it was early morning, but people, mashallah, they were very energetic, and people were walking, cycling, running, but there was also a lot of dogs. Now I'm going to say, what is this? So we were looking at the fountain, and there were dogs here and dogs here and dogs looking at the fountain, except one dog jumped into the fountain. Amazing. Because remember, I even looked at the hosts who were with me, and I said, just pay attention. This dog has no brain. See, if you laugh, you're not getting to what I am saying. You should all be like, what is she saying? Why is she talking about a dog? So I kept watching this dog. And the dog first, very comfortable with the water, first drank water. And the owner obviously was little close, but not too close. And then the dog starts swimming in this fountain so beautifully. I don't know if I know, Alia was not with me, unfortunately. But literally, it caught my eyes. How this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has no brain, and that's why you all were laughing, what is a big deal about a dog, starts swimming so eloquently, so beautifully, elegantly, and you can feel, if you're focusing, you can feel this dog is enjoying the moment. As we all say, enjoy the moment. What caught my eyes next is not only this, but there were so many dogs. Some stood up, watching, and walked. And some almost jumped into the lake, way bigger than this dog. But they changed their mind at the end and moved. And one actually was a little bit courageous, jumped into the lake, but didn't swim. Just walked a little bit and moved out. What is the message? See how you're all looking at me? We're talking about path of piety, right? Path of piety is in every single minute. And there is no piety goal. You will not reach the where you want to be in piety unless everything around you is a way of taking you closer to Allah. I kept looking at that dog. Even when they say, let's move, I was moving and I was looking back. I was like, where is he gonna go? I don't know if it's a he or a she, but who taught this dog to swim? Literally, I asked around me, and I was like, how does dogs learn how to swim? Right? We take swimming lessons, and they teach you, and someone shows you, and you think, how does dogs learn how to swim? Why this dog was so courageous, the other one was not as courageous, and the other many dogs were not interested? Who moves them? Did you get my point? Are you all with me, what I'm sharing with you? You probably have seen something like this every single day. I mean, if you go out for a walk in the morning, very unlikely in this country, you're not going to see somebody walking with a dog. And it's very interesting, there's a lot of dogs in New York because people walk. It's a city, it's not like suburbs like here or like where I live in California. And I kept thinking, subhanAllah, Ya Allah, and then that's when you start making dua. Because I kept looking and I said, Allah, just like you taught this creation of yours with no brain, only desires, you taught him how to do things to save himself or herself because they easily can die drowning. Teach me, think this. Can you hear me? Oh. No. We'll save you. I think so. Bismillah. I guess it needs her blessed touch. Yeah, so basically, Okay, you can hear me, alhamdulillah. So I looked at the dog. Literally, I'm talking to you and I'm still seeing, and it was not like a beautiful dog, it was very ordinary. Like if I was walking, the dog was walking next to me, it wouldn't have said, But the point is, I said, Ya Rabbi, like you taught this dog how to swim with no brain, how you taught this dog to enjoy the moment with no brain, teach me how to enjoy your creation, and I have a brain. And teach me how to save my life on the day of judgment, like you taught him how to save himself swimming. Did you get my point? This is how we get close to Allah. Piety, we all talk about taqwa. And if you are with me in the year of knowledge, some of the students knows that. And I was like, stop throwing this word. Because we all throw it. Ittaqillah. And I have no idea what this means. Or are you a muttaqi? I'm trying. Okay, what are you doing to be a muttaqi? I think I am. Oh, really? What is the sign? No. I'm not even close to this. Where am I? Why not? Who said so? So the first thing I want you, always wherever you are, like you're looking at me, you're looking at this beautiful stage behind me. These are all signs of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known by two things. It's not by memorizing the Quran and you have no idea what are you memorizing. There is the written signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran. And there is the signs that you see. And the signs you see is what I just shared with you. Second is what she just recited to us. May Allah reward her. The beautiful voice. An almost perfect tajweed. Just a little tiny mistake. I'll let her know I'll tell her at the end. Because it's a very tiny one. Most of you didn't pay attention to it. No problem. Are you Ibad al-Rahman? Can I stand now in front of you, or any one of you, or all of us stand up and says, yes, we are. And what makes me Ibad al-Rahman? Basically, Ibad al-Rahman, people of taqwa, people of piety. But what did they do? What did they do? The first sign, and it's so interesting in this verse, that Allah didn't put number one, that they pray. He said it later on. Didn't even put worshiping Allah alone number one. He put it later on, because that's extremely important. But I'm going to take you through it because this is a path of taqwa. Subhanallah, my beautiful two sisters who were with me since morning, and it's like, what I'm going to be talking about? They said, path of taqwa. I was like, okay, let's see. So ibadur rahman, the servants, slaves, and he didn't say ibadullah. He put ar-Rahman. That's a different story. One day we'll talk about it. And if you are studying the Quran, see why Allah put here ar-Rahman and he didn't put Allah. But the first sign, each one of you here, first sign, you are a woman of taqwa. You are on the path of taqwa. You've reached it. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. And it is so interesting the way Allah said it. And if you have your phone and you don't know the meaning of it, open it and read the meaning of it. Literally, word by word translation, they walk on this earth, hauna. That's the word that it is not very easy to translate. Hauna, haun, take it easy. In Arabic, haun, take it easy. When you are so emotional, in the Arabic language, you'll say, haun alayki. Take it easy on yourself. So يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, take it easy? No. So what is it? The other meaning. Slowly. So everybody who walks slowly is servant of Allah. And everybody who walks fast, which I am one of them, not عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ? No. And if you go and read the commentary of it, is a figure of a speech to describe your body language when you walk on this earth, which reflect who you are, or how do you see yourself, and what is your relationship with Allah. It's so interesting because it always blew my mind. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm not questioning his hikmah, a'udhu billah, but I am asking myself, there is something major in this that he put it number one. One word translate this way of walking. Does anyone knows? Other than the teachers, of course, here. Does anybody knows? You all know this verses that was just read to us? How many of you knows them? Well, you need to. This is one of the most beautiful verses of the Quran. It's the end of Surah Al-Furqan. It should be your goal in life. In life. Because I cannot be in dunya, in akhirah, I can't do it. Has to be in here. Because the work is here. The number one sign. You're a person of taqwa. You're a person on that path. Is what Allah said here. You are humble. Don't you ever, 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 there is no excuse to say, I did it, it was me, I am better. You look at someone, you don't say anything, but your body language, that look you're looking at her, you think you are better, her or him, or your house is better, or your children are better, or your career is better. When you look at people from pedestal. The more humble you are, without weakness, by the way, never associate this two, because I know the question that's going to come. What about my self-esteem? Self-esteem has nothing to do with humbleness. Humble when you don't see yourself have done anything. And whatever you have, the first thing you say, I don't deserve it. We all say, why me, right? Why me? When things we don't like happen to us, why me standing speaking to you? Nothing special. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Choice, and inshallah, it is not a test. Because don't you think this is not a test? Huge one, hadha. Whoever is in this seat knows what I'm talking about. Then he comes to salah, but he didn't say salah obligation. He said night. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Look at the word. Those who yabitun spend the night. Normally, spend the night sleeping. That's usually in the Arabic language. Yabitun niyama. You spend the night sleeping. Not those people of taqwa. Not those people who on that path, who they see Jannah right there and they have decided they're going to Jannah. They don't sleep in the night. Doesn't mean I'm not going to sleep, but I'm not going to have a day. Or let's say a night with not at least 10 minutes before Fajr, talking to him, begging him, telling him I am so grateful, telling him I don't deserve everything you gave me, tell him I'm going through a very tough time, tell him I don't want anything but you. How many of us do that? وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Your path of taqwa, show me your night salah. Subhanallah, very recently someone, لَا أُزَكِّهِ Allah, he was a young man. And he said, you know me, you saw me speaking, tell me, what do you think? Anything missing? I said, you want me to be straightforward? And he said, please. I said, I'm not gonna praise. I'm sure so many people praise, but there's something missing. He said, what is it? He said, I know also, but I just don't know what it is. I said, the awe of a scholar. And he said, oh, I know what that means. I've seen it in my teachers. And I said, and he said, why do you think it's missing? Beautifully, he did not deny it. And I said, I'm gonna ask you a question. You have all the right to answer me or not. He said, what? I said, do you do Qiyam al-Layl? He said, no. I said, that's the reason. Night Salah, don't talk about taqwa. Don't say, I'm a muttaqi. Don't get upset when someone look at you and says, ittaqi la. If there is no night Salah in your schedule, minimum 4 days a week. This is what most of the teachers that taught me said this. They said, make sure the week is 7 days. More than half of the week, you're spending it in things more than just the obligation. And that includes Qiyamul Layl. And that's why Allah said it number two. Number one, you're humble. You're humble. Don't look down at people. Don't you think you're better just because you are born in this country and you have no accent, and I'm here speaking to this crowd because I can see this crowd is mixed. So if your parents came from overseas and they still have very thick accent, don't you look down at them. Then you're arrogant. Or if the parents looks down at the kids because look at them, we brought them here and look what happened to them, you're arrogant. I spend money on them, I raise them, you did, but Allah helped you to do that. So number one, ask yourself, and if you're really sincere, you will ask somebody to tell you, and you will be open to it. Do you think I'm arrogant? Somebody, subhanAllah, young man, very young, came to visit me, and again at the end, and he said, what do you think of me? I said, I'm giving it to you. This is his very good friend, like my family, especially his mother. And I said, you are one young, arrogant man. He said, really? Why? He listened, alhamdulillah. I said, because you are always right. And anything not good happens to you, it's somebody else's fault. I didn't do this because, and the because is always someone else. I'm giving you all these real examples because the first path of piety, you have to be humble. You have to say to yourself what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when they told him, why you're sitting on the floor? He said, أكل, and why you're eating this way? He said, أجلسك ما يجلس العبد. I sit like the slave sit. وَأَأْكُلُ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْعَبْدِ And I eat like the slave eat. Who is he? The best creation that Allah created. And look at you and me, and especially living in the West, where it is like engraved in us, pushed in us, sometimes shoveled in our mouth to act like we are arrogant. Don't, and nobody will say you are weak, on the contrary. Humbleness, and to me it's a strength because so many people can do it. Let alone acknowledge they are arrogant. So عباد الرحمن يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. I'm sorry, I missed one of the most important thing. How many times in your life, show me hands, someone violated your right verbally? Really? I'm moving to Michigan. It? This is it? What a polite community is this? Nobody? Alhamdulillah. I'm sure, but you're just not thinking of it or just don't want to say it. Including when you walk and someone look at you and then ask you a question and says, I'm sorry, what is it? Telling you, you don't speak English well. Or someone looks at you, this was said to me in my face. Do you speak English? In my face. Wallahi. And Allah here is saying, you're a person of taqwa. You're a person of taqwa. You're on that path. Taqwa at the end, Jannah, I'm going. I don't care what happens here. وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant speaks to them. And ignorant here in any category. Ignorant of deen, ignorant of manners, ignorant of knowledge, any ignorance that has happened to you from human beings, your response should be salama. Salam mean, the general meaning of it, I'm gonna respond with peace. I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm not gonna say what you said to me. I'm just gonna, as we say, make it go above my head. And if you read this in another verse of the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, خُذِ الْعَافْ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Make pardon your character and act what is the norm in your community and stay away from the ignorant. And these two are connected. There's a story of Sayyidina Umar. And I want you all, think if one day in your life this happened to you, something similar. This is in public. So Sayyidina Umar usually, when he was a Khalifa, he has a majlis, he has like a public gathering where people come. And usually he is surrounded, and you read it everywhere, he's usually surrounded by the major Sahaba. And they saw the Ahlul Badr, the people who fought at Badr. So you're talking, Abdullah was young, you're talking about Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, you're talking about all these major ones next to him. And then one of them, younger, had an uncle who had asked him, you have a way of getting me to meet him. I want to come and meet Umar. He said, sure. So he asked Sayyidina Umar, can I get him in? He said, yeah. He came in, that man, in public, to Sayyidina Umar. He said, ya Umar, ittaqi Allah, the same word. Sayyidina Umar, if he walks from one side, shaitan will run to the other. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said about him, if there was a prophet to come after me, it will be Umar. That category, let alone he's one of the 10 who was given Jannah. So he's in public right there saying to him, ittaqillah. And then he starts telling everything not true. You are not just, you don't give this to people, you think you are right. And you can imagine what happened to Sayyidina Umar. And they see it right away in his face. And Sayyidina Umar, he always advised to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, cut his neck. اقطع رأسه يا رسول. It was very well known. Anyway, the young Sahabi, younger, and he is not with the same caliber of those, but this is his uncle, looked at Sayyidina Umar right away. And look at you young people, when you see the elders are doing something not right, or vice versa. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the believers. He didn't say anything other than, Allah said. Now, when you say the name of Allah in front of Sayyidina Umar, what will happen to his heart? He said, Allah said, and he quoted the verse from the Quran. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Take pardon as your character, enjoy what is accepted in the social gathering, and stay away from the ignorant. Then he added, and he is among the ignorant. What do you think Sayyidina Umar did? Nothing. Didn't even answer. عباد الرحمن. Are you that person? When someone say things negative about you, true or false, it doesn't matter. Will you just say, عباد الرحمن, and you think with yourself, Allah is looking at me, this is my opportunity to please Allah, this is my opportunity to go to Jannah? Let it be. So what do they say about me? I'm not a good person? Allah knows. إِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And here speaking is not only speaking. Text messages, somebody posts something online, friends talks about you, let's say relatives talks about you, whatever it is. Put Ibadur Rahman as your goal. This is how we will change as an ummah, because we are gradually becoming copy-paste of the society around us. And it's so unfortunate. And majority of us, we are becoming, I call it, the Muslims of rituals. You know what Muslims of rituals? Alhamdulillah, we pray, alhamdulillah, we fast Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we wear hijab, alhamdulillah, we do all this. But just let's come and see, when there is a matter of the rights of the others, forgiveness, pardon, and show me the real Muslim here. Your path of taqwa, your path of piety, and this is a very high level, by the way, because enough Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah loves those of taqwa. You want Allah to love you. Not you love Allah. We all, how dare we don't love Allah. But Allah loves me, or you, or you, or you, or you, or you. Why? As one of the poets said to Allah in a figure, is like, of course I love you, you're worthy of love. But why you will love me? What is special about me? But I can, because he said it in his word, in his book, his words, that in Allah yuhib, for sure, definitely Allah loves. One of them is people of taqwa. So if I didn't answer you, or I didn't answer you, I'm not weak. I'm not weak. There's nothing easier than just responding. But I want to be loved by Allah. I want to be a person of taqwa. I want to pave my path to Jannah, which means I'm going to do something most people don't do. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامَ وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Now come to this. It's painful, but it's reality. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا. I want you to feel this. And you say, why this is in the middle of عباد الرحمن? Middle of it. What character now? What character now? When they spend, they are not wasteful, and they are not miser. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And they are a people of middle. How many of you show me hands? You say, I sometimes waste. Show me hands. A good number of hands are up. More than 70%. How many of you say, I'm miser? I'm not talking about money, by the way. Money is one. Miserness is not only in money, or wastefulness is not only in money. There's so many things. What is the issue? And I really want to hear it from you. If not now, definitely when we will have the panel. Why do I waste? Why do I, when I buy that coffee or tea, and I take 3 or 4 sips and leave it? I didn't like it. You bought it. Why the bottle of water, half of it is left, And I'm sure at the end of this, we will see this. We see it in masajid in Ramadan. And he specifically, this is why I was like, every time I read this, subhanAllah, I did a retreat about Ibadur Rahman. Because it so much caught my eyes that the first five Allah put, he didn't talk about the things that we all do. Because that's, of course. Don't waste. And wastefulness is haram. And I don't use this word very frequent, but this one is haram. Don't waste your time. First thing is don't waste your time. And don't waste your energy. Don't waste your emotions. This may be something surprising for everybody, especially for the youth. Everything is becoming an issue. Anxiety, worried, I can't sleep in the night. Why? What happened? Everything is much easier for us. Everything in here. In just one button, and everything is done. Don't waste your emotions on things doesn't worth wasting. And I've asked this question the last 2 days, and I'm going to ask it here. How many of you here, and show me hands, you have cried, tears, for something of dunya. I didn't say halal or haram or big or small, doesn't matter. Something of dunya. How many of you have cried? Show me hands. I'm sure everybody, alhamdulillah. How many of you? Don't raise your hand here, because that's between you and him. How many of you, in the middle of the night, alone, with him, you don't need anything. Everything is perfect. Alhamdulillah. You just choked because you thought of him, or you read a verse from the Quran, and you choked. Again, don't show me hands, but ask yourself. Here, I want to be wasteful because it is not waste. It is not going to be waste. It's going to be that eye that will never see the fire. وَعَيْنٌ بَكَتْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. An eye that shed tears because of no other reason than the awe of Allah. How many of us? We're too busy. So many things I have to do. I'm overwhelmed. All these words we keep hearing. And I keep reminding myself, are you overwhelmed with the feelings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you overwhelmed with where I'm going to be in the akhirah? Am I overwhelmed from the moment they will put me under this earth and they will throw the dust over me, and 1 week or 2 weeks or a month or a year later, most people will forget me? That's where I need to be overwhelmed. That's taqwa. If you are thinking this way, you are on the path of taqwa. When I look and I see something that I can use, she left it, she left the bottle. I don't care. She didn't want the good deed, I'll take it. I'll pick it up. I don't need to drink it, fine. Take it with you home. You have an animal, give it to the animal. Going out, give it to the plant outside. How much is going to cost you? One extra second or 10? But I'm going to be Ibadur Rahman. Like your name, let's say Fatima Muhammad something. You are related to that person, then I'm going to be related to him. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقَتُرُوا. Don't waste. And I see so much waste, especially between women. It's so painful because the moment that goes doesn't come back. Sleep is not waste as long as your sleep, your niyya, is act of worship, and you're going to get up and you're going to feel more energized and you're going to do things pleasing to Allah. There's no waste. But when I am on the social media for 5 and 6 hours and I am not doing anything, I'm just killing time. Or I am bored in the summer, I always tell the youth, this word, B-O-A-R-D, is not in the Muslim, should not be in the Muslim vocabulary. Because every minute I'm going to be asked about. Then Allah says, now, at the end, لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر. Now came to the major sins. They do not worship anyone beside Allah. ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. And they do not kill any soul unless it is there is a reason for the killing that is allowed by Allah. ولا يزنون. And they do not have an illicit or intimate relationship outside. And then it comes more. Path of taqwa. You see this so many times in the Islamic conferences. I rarely got invited to somewhere, and I don't choose the topic, but this word comes in. And yet I want to see it. We want to see it. We want to see it in our actions. We want to see it. I am a muttaqi. You know what muttaqi mean? Taqwa, just to make it easy for everybody. Right? It's translated loosely piety, because there is no real word in English to translate the depth or the deep meaning of it. Taqwa literally is a shield. It's a shield you put around you, and we use it for everything. Ittaqin nar, like be careful of the, let's say, the stove. That means you're going to protect yourself from a harm. Then you are a muttaqi. Even now, like you live in Michigan, in the winter, right, you dress why heavy, because you want to protect yourself from the severe cold. You're a muttaqi, but not in this spiritual sense. You're a muttaqi in the dunya sense. You're protecting yourself from the cold, because cold can harm. Al-muttaqi spiritually, the woman, the man, the person, the Muslim, they are 24/7 carrying a shield around them from the not punishment of Allah. This is what I love. It's not the punishment of Allah. It's the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah. You don't want him to be upset with you. You don't want him to look at you now or me or us. And he says, these are my servants. These are the people who I chose them to be the Muslims. Or the other way around. Wow. And Allah says to you, to us all, ni'ma al-abd innahu awwab. As Allah said to Sayyidina Ayyub, what a servant he is. Always return or turn to me. So taqwa, your daily life, continue the usual. Of course, no haram. But you are always, always on your tiptoes, that Allah is looking at you, and what does he say about me? And why do you want to do that? Because this is one, not all, but one of the way, zip you through Jannah, zip you through Siratul Jannah. It's one of the highest level. When you have this journey with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they teach you that it's a journey. And you have to go through stations. They call it maqamat, stations. Like you're going on a steps or on stairs, and you go up, and then the end of it is you're very close to Allah. It, done. I'm talking about here in dunya. And it will take you in akhirah too. Many steps in the beginning. The end of it, there is three scholars differed. Is it reliance on Allah? Truly? Is it taqwa? I'm always thinking of him. I'm always putting this shield around me, or it is rida. Most of the scholars will tell you it's rida. When you are so pleased with Allah, whatever happens to you. Not only when everything going your way. So here it's taqwa for us. We really have to learn it, but we have to practice it more than we learn it. Can you be a muttaqi now sitting in this? Yes or no? Give me an example. While I'm sitting in a lecture, yes, for sure. But you are a muttaqi. The way you sit, the way you're thinking, what are you writing? How are you looking to the person next to you? That's taqwa. And then you have to have a question inside you, brewing inside you. Am I? And then the answer is, I don't know. Nobody can judge you, by the way. It's only Allah. But you're going to say to yourself, Ya Allah, make me one. I can't do it, but you can. You can. Knowledge, we are here, right? This is Miftah Institute. Many of you wants to learn. You know what is the direct way to learn? Wallahi, it is not registering in neither Jannah or Miftah or any. Number one is what? It's taqwa. Not my words. You all read Quran. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Who can finish it? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Be Allah conscious. Be a person of taqwa and Allah will teach you. I remember one of my first teachers, I used to say, he was visiting us in, when I was in St. Louis, and he was giving us khutbah Jum'ah. So just before the khutbah, I was asking Ya Sheikh, what is the subject will be? You know, like a student, you want to know. And he said, I don't know. And of course, I was like, subhanAllah, so he doesn't prepare for Jum'ah? And he said, I don't know. As I, wallahi, and I still remember this. And he said, as I go on the minbar, Allah make me think of something and make me speak. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَا أُزَكِّيَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. But this is what it is. You want to learn, you want to learn this deen, you want to be a better person, you want to be close to Allah, otherwise you will not be here today. Start by having this, I call it, personal relationship with Allah. The personal relationship we all have with people around us, alhamdulillah. But where are these and this relationship with Allah? Is it when I have time, leftover time? You know when we pray Isha and we are dead tired, we've done everything, and now let me go and do Isha, leftover time. So one of my Quran teacher always used to tell me this, don't give the words of Allah the leftover time. Give it your peak time and your peak energy. So to summarize this, taqwa is a goal. And taqwa is a journey. And a taqwa should be my companion. In everything, in your daily life, it's a daily life thing. It's not when I am in Mecca. It's not when I am listening to a lecture. It is not when I'm in Ramadan. It is a daily companion with me. And by the way, I know you all saying this is very difficult. Absolutely it is. And we all will fail. But get up. Because with Ibadur Rahman, the last verse she read, وَالَّذِينَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا. If somebody have done all what Allah said, don't do. But if you repent to Allah and you do a good deed, Allah will change your bad deeds to good deeds done. And this is actually a hadith of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. He's a man asked him, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ and then وَاتْبَعْ السَّيِّئَ الْحَسَنَ تَمْحُهَا. So when you learned this and you said, okay, I'm going to be a muttaqi, and tomorrow is Monday, and the rat race will start. Wherever this rat race is, work, college, school, home, there is. We're surrounded by temptations, surrounded by, or bombarded, not surrounded, bombarded. Then the journey will start tomorrow. And I failed. Someone said a word and it really bothered me, and I responded in a way not Ibadur Rahman. I didn't just say it doesn't matter and I walked. That's fine. It's not fine what you did, but it happened. I'm going to be a person of taqwa. Immediately, I'm going to remember what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. You did a bad deed, do a good deed. You transgressed about somebody, apologize. You can't apologize, the person disappeared, make dua for them. Give a charity in their name. And then you are a person of taqwa. You're not doing it for them, by the way. You're not doing, don't think of other people. They will not help me with anything. They will not help you with anything on the day of judgment. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for myself. تزودوا, I'll end up with this. We just finished Hajj. May Allah accept from all of us. And he said this in the middle of Al-Hajj. He's talking about the rituals of Hajj. He said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. Take provisions. You know when you pack? I remember this verse every time I pack. Whether you're packing for yourself or for somebody else. Even when you're packing food for your children, you're packing lunch for yourself, packing suitcase, you're traveling, you're packing because you're moving. Anytime you're packing, تزودوا, because you're going to put things you need. And Allah says, وَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision, the best thing you will pack with you every morning, every evening, wherever you are going, whether a Muslim or a non-Muslim environment, doesn't matter. By the way, I need taqwa more with the Muslims than non-Muslims. Take it with you. And if you don't know how to do it, ask Allah and learn about it. It needs only one thing. Remember, He's looking at you. I'll end up with this for all of you. We all pray and we're going to go for Salat al-Asr. I want all of you, when you are in ruku'ah, for a second, think Allah is looking at you. You will freeze. That's taqwa. And that's what taqwa does to you. Simple. And we all can do it, bi-idhnillah. Again, journey. But you start the journey and He will pull you. You fail, He will get you up. You beg Him, He will respond. But we are miser, a human being with ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among people of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who listen to the word of admonition and listen and understand and follow the best of it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who, when we fail, get up. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira.